Example.
Hey everybody. So recently I just got back from Germany visiting my girlfriend, and there were some pretty significant culture differences from America and Germany. Is a ton of cars came by, and I asked my girlfriend Little B if I could film this, and she said yes, it's okay to film the cars. And they all were honking. I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, oh, it's a wedding. So they all go crazy and they start honking like crazy because it's wedding time. I'm like, okay, they're letting everybody know that this is a wedding. This is good to know.
Extract number one.
These are my biggest culture shocks I experienced my 2 weeks in Germany as an American. So the first culture shock is, of course, is when I got into the car. I kind of noticed all the cars kind of looked the same. I guess in America, we're used to these big pickup trucks and big SUVs, and then we have the smaller cars too. But in Europe, all the cars seemed exactly the same. And then when we started driving, it kind of makes sense now because they're all smaller because the roads are super, super tiny. I almost think German drivers, I haven't looked up the stats, are safer than Americans because in America we have a lot of straight roads that are big and it gets boring and you want to pick up your cell phone and start looking at it. And yeah, you go off the road and your car explodes.
Extract number two.
I took my girlfriend to a very nice restaurant and I try to pay at the end of the bill with my debit card. And she's like, no. So I pull out, okay, what about my Visa? No, we don't take Visa or MasterCard. And I was like, what? You don't take my credit card? What am I going to do here? And it wasn't the first time this happened. It also happened in a grocery store. It happened multiple places. I ended up just getting used to carrying cash. Anyways, this was definitely really different for me. And maybe it's a good thing too.
Extract number three.
Okay, so the other thing that was a huge culture shock is the toilets in Germany. They call it Toilette. Anyways, in Germany, this is standard practice in a public toilet. You have to clean your toilet. It's just common courtesy. That makes a lot of sense. All the toilets I went to seemed very, very clean. But here's the other thing. Not only are you supposed to clean your toilet after using it, you're also supposed to pay to use the toilet. 50 cents to a dollar is kind of standard customary. And in America, no. We just drive everywhere and you just go run into McDonald's and you use the restroom or go into a gas station. You use the restroom.
Extract number four.
Another big shocker is, so yeah, I was kind of debating one day maybe I might move to Germany, maybe. And I was trying to look at different things like the prices of utilities and groceries and everything. Germany is very, very expensive. Which is funny is I actually saw somebody else say that Germany was very, very cheap, another American. And I was kind of like, maybe a different part of Germany, but the countryside, I was looking at prices. And so electricity here where I live in Florida is 7 to 8 cents a kilowatt. In Germany, it's over 30 to 32 cents a kilowatt, somewhere around that range. So it's right around 3-4 times more expensive.
Extract number five.
So in America, we changed the drinking age to 21 and the smoking age to 21. In Germany, you can actually drink at 14 with your parents, or 16, you can drink beer. And at 18, you can drink the harder stuff and you can start smoking at 18 in Germany. And this is definitely completely different than America, especially the smoking thing. In America, I think that we have done so much advertising about how horrible cigarettes are that nobody wants to be smoking. It's more of a taboo now.
Thank you.